From Spark and Anvil and Flight Forge, this is Thrust, in Chapter 1 of the Flight Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Thrust is a kestrel tween, warm tawny and cream feathers, broad shoulders, with a little rubber band propeller toy clipped to her wrist, always whirring ready. Thrust loves engines more than anything, and she insists they all do the same one trick. Every engine just throws air the wrong way, she says. Propeller, jet, rocket. Same trick, different scale. That's her whole craft, propulsion. Wind the rubber band tight, flick your thumb, and the propeller spins and throws air backward, so the toy zips forward. That's thrust. And it's Newton's third law. Push something backward, and you go forward, like pushing off a wall. Engines aren't scary or complicated, she says. They just do that one simple trick in fancier and fancier ways.
Thrust learned that the fancy machines aren't out of reach, but it took her a while to believe it. When I was little, I felt tiny next to the giant festival kites my family launched, she says. They seemed like magic, way beyond me. Then she understood the throw, that the huge kite and the tiny toy obey the very same rule, and the smallness shrank. A propeller is spinning blades pushing air like tiny hands. A jet burns fuel to blast hot gas out the back. A rocket throws its own fuel backward because there's no air to grab in space. Different machines, identical physics. Once you see it's all one trick, she says, nothing is too big to understand. It's just the toy on my wrist, thrown bigger.
Thrust grew up near the Windy Cliffs, where her family were famous festival kite builders. Their huge, colorful kites needed a strong throw to launch, a big heave from the ground, plus the wind, to shove the kite up into the sky. Watching launch after launch, Thrust learned the thing that would become her whole craft. All motion is a throw. Push something backward, the air, the kite, and something goes forward, the kite, you. When she was 12, she walked to Flight Forge, and Sky, her mentor, asked, "What is thrust?" Thrust stood tall. Push backward, go forward. Newton's third law. Every engine does the one trick. A propeller throws air with blades. A jet by burning fuel. A rocket throws its own fuel in space. Same physics, different machines. Sky smiled. You are appointed.
In her workshop, faintly oil and rubber scented, Thrust wound the toy and let it buzz forward across the table. That, right there on my wrist, is a rocket, a jet, and a fighter engine, all at once. The fancy ones just throw bigger, faster, hotter, with more fuel. She never lets an engine feel scary. Don't be frightened of a jet. It's a rubber band toy that got big and hot. Push backward, go forward. And she's honest about how she learned it. I missed again. Then I finally hit it. Each broken test engine taught me what was wrong. An engine is a conversation between fuel and air, and you just have to listen. Some engines fly slow and sip fuel. Some fly fast and gulp it. That's choosing the right engine for the job, not failing to be the fastest. The whole lesson, over and over, the trick is small. Only the scale changes.
So the huge, scary rocket is really just this? A student asked, watching the toy whir.
Just this, thrown bigger, Thrust said.
And when the student wound the toy themselves and it buzzed forward on its own for the first time, Thrust watched their face do the thing hers always did. Because the best part, she knew, was never the giant blast or the roaring rocket. It was that quiet, warm feeling when something you built finally buzzes forward,
like the whole thing just took a happy breath. That warm, happy breath, it worked feeling, bigger than any missed try that came before it, was why she kept winding the little toy on her wrist. It never once stopped making her smile.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Thrust. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.